Ba-da-ba-do-boo. All right, here we go. Again, we've been talking about the 4th of July. We're excited about this whole holiday period that begins today for many people. For some, it probably began Monday, but it's beginning for most of us. And most of us, if we're lucky, will have tomorrow and Friday off. But be that as it may, people are going to be out and about. There's going to be more traffic on the roads, in the air, and on the water. And keeping track of most all of that, our fine Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard with Operation Dry Water, putting the Sheriff's Office Marine Unit out in force on county lakes during this holiday period, July 4th, 5th, 6th. And I just wanted to catch up with the sheriff because we send along our thoughts, our prayers, our best wishes. It's been a very rough time, Michael, for you and the men and women of the Oakland County Sheriff's Department.
It has been, a gut punch on so many levels, my friend. It's just been one thing after another. And the kind of analogy I use is like the boxer that's in the ring and they keep getting pummeled in the face, and the lookers say, how long is that person going to keep standing? But our people do. They keep showing up, doing amazing and great things. I'm so super proud of them. But it has been a tough, tough run.
It has. And believe me, we've all noticed and we've all thought of you and put to all of the men and women you represent in our thoughts and prayers. And basically say enough is enough. They've been through so much so far. But on to what is a national awareness and enforcement campaign. I now understand why it's called Operation Dry Water. It's to reduce alcohol and drug-related accidents and fatalities on the water. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yep. So it's a program focused on the fourth weekend, and typically a long weekend for many people take that vacation and they get out on the water, which is amazing and great. And in Oakland County, 450 navigable bodies of water. So we have the largest marine division in the state. So we're very busy over the upcoming holiday, but we also want to encourage people, be super safe. Don't make it a holiday that is a reminder of a tragedy rather than a reminder of, oh, we did that last year. It was so much fun. Let's do it again.
Boy, that is a good point, and that goes for everything, and we've already talked about it, but we can't say it enough, unfortunately, and that is you don't drink and drive a boat or a car. You don't, I would suggest letting the experts handle the fireworks, but if you do, there are a lot of rules you should follow if you're going to do fireworks around your house or cabin.
100%.
And what else? What else should we be reminding people about, Michael?
Well, as you said, don't mix the alcohol or substances with piloting anything, be it a boat or be it an automobile. That's where, you know, inherent danger always is. And even for things that you don't think is dangerous. So, for example, you know, a lot of our drownings that we have in the lake, people aren't piloting the boat. They get hot. It's a hot, sunny day. It's dehydrating you. The alcohol has a magnified impact on your system. You jump in the water for a cool off dip, but your physiological capabilities are vastly diminished because maybe you've drank and consumed too much alcohol and you go under. You don't have the ability to swim, keep yourself where you were or where you need to be, and you drown. And that happens all the time. There's a very high percentage of our drowning victims that have been drinking or have been partaking of substances. And if you want to do that as an adult, you know, do it responsibly. And if you're going to get in the water and you've been drinking, put on a flotation device so that there's no risk. You know, we had 3 drownings in one weekend already this summer.
Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard with friendly warnings for this holiday to be very, very careful. I see in the statistics, Michael, 85% of people who drown in a recreational boating accident were not wearing a life jacket. 85%.
Right. These are preventable things. And a lot of people think, well, I've got my required legal safety equipment on the boat, my PFDs, my personal flotation devices, and all those things. But they're stored under the seat or they're somewhere they're inaccessible. And I liken it to if you're driving through an intersection and a car blows the red and hits you broadside, you're not going to have time to put on your seatbelt. And the same thing is true. If suddenly you end up in a in some kind of an emergency in the water, somebody strikes your boat, you hit something the wrong way and your boat capsized, whatever it is, and you end up in the water, there's not going to be a moment in time when you can look for that PFD and try to put it on or have it with you. And we've seen a terrible tragedy right here in Oakland County a number of years ago, and it will never leave me, or certainly the family that was impacted. A young man had been tubing. They'd been having a blast. Everything was coiled up in the boat, and the tube caught the wind, and the rope wrapped around the young man's leg and pulled him out of the boat. He hit his head on the way out and drowned. You know, went under because he just that fast. And so, you know, it's just something that is so tragic, but has the opportunity at least to have a positive outcome if you're in equipment that will prevent you from drowning.
These are all important things, and we're glad to be reminding everyone. And I want to say, so that you hear me say it, that we are so thankful to all of the men and women that you represent, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, and all the other law enforcement people within the sound of my voice, because they don't have a 4th of July holiday. They have the 4th of July extra work couple of days. They're going to be out there. They'd just as much like to be with their family for a cookout and everything else that the rest of us get to do, but they aren't, and they're keeping us safe. And I just want you to know how much we appreciate that. We never take it for granted.
Well, and I appreciate you and all your listeners for the support they do give, and especially the outpouring of love and prayers, which are super helpful when we lost Deputy Reckling and what his family's going through. And you're right. You know, again, my team has been through incredible amounts, but they're going to be out there in force, you know, protecting parades, because tragically we know, you know, gatherings are targets for some evil people these days. And so we've got a lot of parades to cover, the lake, festivities, fireworks, and just trying to keep the road safe as people come and go in large numbers from friends and family. And that's what we're going to be doing.
Hey, Michael, before I let you go, any more information on those foreign teams of thugs that fly into our country, come in without any problem, and then rob our houses?
No, nothing good. We know that, you know, the intelligence now tells us that other gangs have become active and operating around the country, including Colombian and Venezuelan.
Great. We're being spotted as an easy target.
Yeah, and there's obviously, when the word gets out, you know, at one point we think they were taking almost a million a week out of Oakland County. That is not a message that is lost on the criminal.
Yeah. Well, we've got to fix that somehow or another, and I hope that we will. I hope that we can. But as you've always pointed out, keep the doors locked. Turn your alarm system on. If you don't have an alarm system, get one. And ask the person installing the alarm if it's one that can be set up so it can't be jammed by the electronic equipment these thugs are carrying around. I wish 100%. You a fabulous holiday, a safe holiday. Best to you and Pam and the family. And I look forward to seeing you again soon, Michael.
I do as well, Paul Lubby. I love you.
Love you too. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. We are so lucky to have him. He's been around a long while, serving all of us in so many different ways. This is really one of the most important ways as Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. As we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR.